Hello, and welcome to I'm Going to Read You, Where the Wild Things Are, Stories and Pictures by Maurice Sendak. And then on the front cover, there's a sleeping monster guy with regular people feet, and a sticker of the Caldecott Medal covering up a ship. Okay. Oh, first page. Winner of the Caldecott Medal for the most distinguished Picature Book of the Year. There we are. Next page is a bunch of leaves with cross-hatching. Where the Wild Things Are. Where the Wild Things Are. Stories and Pictures by Maurice Sendak. I've already read this. Ahem. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind, and then there's a picture of this little boy wearing a wolf suit wherein the tail is at least as long as he is, and he's holding a hammer that's longer than his body, and the hammerhead looks to be much larger than his fist is, so clearly this child is like 1 foot tall, and this child is wielding this to make a tent, and he's banging a hammer into the wall, and there's a nail, and gosh, that's mischief. Next page. And another. And now the boy, still in his suit, is chasing an adorable white terrier with a spork. He's jumping down the stairs, and he has a spork. Next page. His mother called him Wild Thing! And Max said, I'll eat you up! And so he was sent to bed without eating anything. And now there's a picture of him in his bedroom, and he's got a little attitude. His arms are like, whatever, man. I don't need your stupid food. My name's Max. Okay, I'm awesome. Don't need you. Next page. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew. And now there are trees in his bedroom. And instead of his bed having bed posts, there are trees. And the door frame is trees. And it seems like, just like the thing said, a forest grew in his bedroom. Next page. And grew. And now there's even more trees, and you can hardly even see the bed at all and the door. And it's almost like his bedroom's fading away, and this forest is replacing it. And grew until his ceiling hung with vines, and the walls became the world all around. And now his bedroom's totally gone, and there's only a bunch of trees and plants, and it's night outside. And the kids are like, woohoo, I made myself outside the house with magic. And so, next page. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through night and day. And there's a little sailboat, and the name on it is Max. And the kids sitting at the sailboat looking smugly at the viewer. So like, look at me, I got a boat out of this, and what did you get? Nothing. That's what he's thinking. He's kind of an ass. Next page. And in and out of weeks and almost over a year to where the wild things are. And now, after this entire year of sailing in a boat, which evidently wasn't that boring, and he didn't die of starvation or anything, he's reached an island where there's a creepy dragon thing coming out of the water, and so like, hey man, what's up? And the kids are like, hey. Next page. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. And now there are four monsters, three of which are quite large, one of which is smaller and riding on the back of another. And they're all like, hey man, we're smiling, but we got a lot of sharp teeth and we're kind of hairy. What's up? And the kids are like, what the heck is up with you guys? You guys are stupid and dumb, and I'm not getting out of this boat or my tacky wolf suit ever. You guys suck. Next page. Till Max said, be still! And tame them with the magic trick of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all. And now the four monsters are joined by another one from the bushes, And the kids all like, look at me, I can look at your eyes, and I won't blink, I'm going to win the not blinking game. And he won the not blinking game. All the monsters are like, holy crap, we're still smiling, but now we're afraid. Next pitch. and made him king of all the wild things. And now, cried Max, let the wild rumpus start. And now Max is wearing a crown, and he has a scepter, and one monster is bowing, and all the other monsters are like, oh, we're smiling, and we're all excited about you being crowned. And they're all like, oh, this is so much, I'm tittering like a schoolgirl. That's exactly what they're all like. Next page. And on this page, there are no words. It is a really big nose monster and several other monsters and Max. And the moon's out and they're all jumping around. And Max looks like he's yawning. He's having a lot of fun. Next page. And there's another one. And now there's monsters and they're hanging on tree limbs. And Max is hanging on the tree limb and he's still wearing his crown. And looks like a couple of them are all like, hey man, I can hang here by just one hand. Or like, I'm doing pull-ups, I'm working my biceps, getting my pecs totally ripped. Next page. And now, oh look, it's Max and the monsters yet again. And Max is riding triumphantly on the back of one of them, like Napoleon or something. Napoleon in a wolf suit and on a monster. And the monsters are all like, we sure are smiling! Ha ha ha, we're monsters! Next page. Now stop, Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then all around from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. And so he gave up being king of where the wild things are. And so now Max is all like, man, being king of a bunch of monsters kind of actually sucks a lot. And he's all like, I'm sitting here in my little tent while these monsters are asleep, and I am so sad. And also, I haven't had a meal in over a year, so I'm kind of hungry. Next page. But the wild things cried, oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so. And Max said, no. The wild things roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws, but Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye. And now Max, for some strange reason, instead of the petulant, annoying look the last time he was on his boat, looks happy. He's like, bye guys, I had a really great time. And all the monsters are like, but we want to eat you. Come back. We weren't done eating you. And also we're smiling. But somehow in this picture, they're more menacing than they ever have been now that he's leaving. Perhaps it's because you have the idea that perhaps they really do want to eat him up. And if only they hadn't accidentally crowned him king and let him boss him around, they would have done just that. Oh. Next page. And sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day. And there's a picture of him and he's standing at the boat and it's nighttime and he's got his stupid wolf paws over the edge of the boat, and his eyes are closed, and he's looking very dignified, and so like, yes, I'm sailing a boat for over a year. I haven't eaten in over 2 years. I am very hungry, yet I'm very composed at the same time. Next page. And into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And now Max is all like, hey, it's my room again somehow. I thought this place turned into a forest. I guess it didn't really. He's all like, I'm going to put this hood back of this stupid outfit. And then look, there's some food in here. And looks like he has a bowl and a piece of cake and a glass. So, cake and something in a bowl and some sort of liquid. Delicious. It's a good thing his parents put that out. You know, if your child had been missing for 2 years, I don't think I would expect him to come back and keep putting food in his room. But maybe his parents are kind of obsessive like that, you know. He disappeared one day without them knowing. It's like, oh my God, we sent him to his room without any dinner, and he disappeared. And then, like, the mom goes crazy, and, like, every day for the rest of, until he quote-unquote comes back, she brings dinner up for him so that she hopes that somehow he'll come back. And look, he has. Well, it looks like her crazy scheme actually worked. Well, score one for being insane. Next page. And it was still hot. And there's no picture. So, Something was still hot. Oh, his meal was still hot. I thought maybe his suit was still hot. No, the meal was still hot. After 2 years, or because his mom has been crazy, and over the course of the past 2 years, she's been putting a new thing of food out every day because her child went missing when she sent him to bedroom, to his bed with no dinner. So my current theory is he's actually been missing for over 2 years, and his mother has gone insane because he disappeared after this, and they had could find no trace of him. And so every day she brings food up to his room, like, here you go, honey. It's for you. I love you so much. And then she's all like crying downstairs, and her marriage is ruined. She's probably divorced. So this is really actually a very depressing book for children. I'm not sure why this is popular. Anyway, you turn the page, and oh look, it's a bunch of trees again, and kind of crosshatchy style, and that's it. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed this Caldecott-winning book, Where the Wild Things Are, by Maurice Sendak. Pictures by Maurice Sendak. Reading by Chris Douglas. Good evening.